This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
There's a day left, plus or minus, until the Egyptian army says it's going to do something to stop the protests in that country. Protests that have turned violent today, and as more people go to the streets, protests that are increasingly keeping businesses and their customers apart. Kimberly Adams is a journalist living in Cairo. Kimberly, it's good to talk to you.
Nice to speak with you as well.
This protest started on Sunday, which we should point out is a work day in Cairo, which means now that it's been three business days that parts of that city have effectively been shut down.
Yeah, that's correct. And even in the parts of the city that aren't directly feeling the protest, there are still definite effects on businesses. I'm standing right now in a neighborhood in Cairo called Manyal, which this time of night is usually very busy with people walking up and down the street and frequenting the businesses on the street. And right now, those businesses are shuttered. People are worried about possible roving gangs or the protests going badly. And also, they are worried that no customers are going to come because people might be out in the protests.
So if you wanted to get, a loaf of bread and a cup of coffee now, could you do that?
Yeah, you can get a loaf of bread and a cup of coffee, but you can't really go and have a major appointment at the bank. You can't go to an embassy. And maybe if you want to go shopping for clothes at your local neighborhood shop, you're not going to be able to do that. It's kind of those in-between shops from the basic necessities as opposed to the major corporations that are shutting down. Maybe because the people are either in the streets or they're worried about the security.
Yeah, it sounds busy, right?
The traffic is always busy
in Cairo,
but it's the pedestrian traffic that's down.
Or is there an industry around these protests? I mean, protesters have to eat, they have to drink, they have to have a place for shelter. Are people selling tents and bread and stuff?
I haven't seen people selling tents, but they're selling just about everything else. So, for example, on the first day of the protest, I was embedded with some doctors who were manning a field hospital, and two of them tried to go out and get some koshery, which is this traditional Egyptian pasta dish, and they went out very early in the protest, and the koshery was sold out. But there were still people selling corn on the cobs and all sorts of other things, lots of bottles of water, and, of course, those ubiquitous V for Vendetta masks that people like to wear at protests.
Yeah. Which is, by the way, owned by Time Warner, so they make money every time those masks are sold, but that's a whole different story we're going to do.
Yeah, assuming they're not counterfeit.
Yeah, that's right. We were talking to a guy yesterday who runs a tourist gift shop in one of the big bazaars there, and he said something to me that just amazed me. He was eager for and ready for the military to take over, for them to get rid of Morsi, and for the army to be back in charge. Can you maybe help me understand why people might feel like that?
Because of the instability. I mean, people here are protest weary. Yes, there are hundreds of thousands of people willing to go out in the streets and protest, but a lot of people are just tired of it. They're tired of their food prices going up, they're tired of waiting in long lines for gasoline, and they're tired of not knowing what's coming the next day. I mean, that's one of the reasons why all these businesses are shut down. People are worried that these protests are going to go badly and that there are going to be like roaming groups of thugs coming through the neighborhood busting up windows.
Kimberly Adams in a very noisy Cairo, as it always is. Kimberly, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me.